The views and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of WEFT-FM, Prairie Air Incorporated, Station Management, the Board of Directors, or the WEFT Associates. And now here is this week's edition of IMC Radio News.
Why do we produce the IMC Radio News?
Because the chasm isn't left to right. It's top to bottom.
To give voice to people who aren't heard.
To bust up the myth of objective journalism.
Bill O'Reilly does not have a monopoly on the truth.
To build our community and re-educate the public.
To revive the voice of organized labor.
To bring forth debate so as to animate democracy.
Because I want to agitate for revolution.
Listen to the voices of your community on IMC Radio News.
This week on IMC Radio News, I'm going to rant a bit about IMC Radio News, but first, these headlines.
The United Kingdom IMC reports that an anti-war protester called Simon is charged with incitement of racial hatred for carrying an upside-down modified American flag with F. Bush and a swastika painted on it at an anti-war demonstration in Edinburgh on the 22nd of March this year. On Thursday, July 17th, a more or less spontaneous solidarity action called by the comedian Mark Thomas and supported by members of Scottish Parliament Mark Ballard and Colin Fox took place in front of the St. Leonard's Police Station, Edinburgh, with about 60 protesters ready to hand themselves in for displaying postcards with similar designs in public. The Reuters news service reports that more than 400,000 letters have been sent to members of the U.S. Congress backing a call for an independent investigation into intelligence used by the Bush administration to justify the Iraq War, according to organizers of an online campaign. The campaign, being run by the advocacy group MoveOn.org at www.moveon.org, is trying to pressure lawmakers to back a bill introduced by Representative Henry Waxman, a California Democrat, that would create a nonpartisan commission to probe the intelligence.
In times of great crisis, the world looks to great leaders, Winston Churchill, Franklin Roosevelt, but who did we get? Well, fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, this is a visit to Six Flags Over Mecca, and the rides in this theme park are very, very dangerous.
She flies through the air with the greatest of ease, the beautiful girl on the flying trapeze.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a genuine carnival of old. We have cabinet freak shows and foreign policy roller coasters, multinational corporate clowns and phony media hype men pitching a rigged game that promised something of value but was impossible to win, leaving us to choose the cheap prize that no one really wanted, Forrest W. Gump. A tiny, wind-up chicken hawk standing on the trophy shelf to the extreme right of his father, Ronald Reagan, and Richard Nixon.
Hey, you with the red checkered hat on, would you like to see what you've won? A world of adventure is waiting for you behind door number one.
See the puppet show with return visit from many members of the original cast. Why, we have Dick Cheney as Elmer Fudd, Donald Rumsfeld as Yosemite Sam, and Elizabeth Dole takes the place of Jesse Helms in the role of Just Plain Goofy.
For tonight's performance, the role of Clarence Thomas will be played by Al Jolson.
Tony Blair plays Pluto, Mickey Mouse's vicious attack dog who seems to have lost, or maybe never had, any genitalia. Why, this show once featured Ronald Reagan as a marionette for big business, but now the same guys had their hand stuck so far up the tight rectal sphincter of George W. Bush, they could operate this guy like a hand puppet.
Thrills, spills, and adventure. You'll cry and you'll scream and you'll laugh. Take a peek behind the red door for only a buck and a half.
Step right up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a shell game. Have the astonishing Ashcroft ask you which rock is Bin Laden hiding under. And as you stand there mesmerized, you find your pockets have been picked and your civil liberties disappear before your very eyes. While all around you, cheap carnival hucksters cash in with t-shirts that say, God bless the USA. You were made in sweatshops in Bangladesh, a Muslim country. While CNN asks, Why do they hate us? Well, all around you, our whole culture is so distorted, it can only be viewed from the funhouse mirror.
Ha 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 ha!
But these days, when we look into the funhouse mirror, our reflection seems normal. For instance, our president claims that we were attacked because we are the beacon of hope and opportunity. It has absolutely nothing to do with our desire to turn the world into a shopping mall, and our response should be to go out and buy more stuff. New flag for your SUV, $1,995. New SUV, $40,000. Looking more patriotic than your neighbors? Priceless.
Would you like to buy a bottle? We swear you will never grow old. It takes lines from your face, gets you a date, it cures the common cold.
Though elected by the overwhelming indifference of the American people, public opinion polls now show us generally divided between the patriotic and the jingoistic. 15% saying that the ability to find Afghanistan on a globe should not be a requirement for the commander-in-chief as long as we bomb someone. 23% saying that failure to display a flag that does not cover the entirety of your house, lawn, and two-thirds of the sidewalk is signs of militant Islamic tendencies and is grounds for deportation, internment, and in truly egregious cases, that person should be forced to watch a Lee Greenwood concert.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I think I'm free to get 6 miles a gallon in my cool Jeep Cherokee. And I will stand up and kick your ass if you're different than me. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind. I love my SUV.
We Americans now long for the golden comfort of the familiar, as our president says, get back to normal. Go to Disneyland. This will show that we are truly the superior culture. Our mighty department stores and strip malls will homogenize every speck of variety, so the only sense of innovation left to us is new and different ways to export supersized blandness to every possible corner in the global theme park. Well, we could have the Hard Rock Cafe, Islamabad. At the food court, we may have trouble convincing Mexicans just what a Chalupa Supreme really is, but Taco Bell, it's the people's taco.
Registered trademark.
But that's nothing compared to the McMuslim burger, a samosa with cheese, McHoof and mouth disease, and KFCIA.
The bright lights make you dizzy as the big wheel spins you around. You can almost smell the heavens till the big wheel brings you down.
Yes, indeed, it's Forrest W. Gump, a man so singularly unqualified to be the president that the Secret Service has had to change their name to the Witless Protection Program. But there he is, using Ronald Reagan's same old lines. We're going to smoke him out. Wanted, dead or alive. You're either with us or you're against us.
So I thought this was all about getting Osama bin Laden. What happened to him? Where is he?
You're either with us or you're against us.
And then it was all about Saddam Hussein. He's still around, isn't he?
You're either with us or you're against us.
And where are those weapons of mass destruction?
You're either with us or you're against us.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. And for my money, the guy with his finger on the trigger ought to be able to pronounce the word nuclear.
It's like a mantra or a sing-along being sung by Disney-like mechanical heads of states operated by the wonderful Wall Street Wizards of Oz. Pay no attention to that corporation behind the flag. But no matter how many times they sing, ruin a perfect wilderness for a cord of natural gas, cut taxes for the rich and give the poor a bath, it always ends with the same old line. It's a small mind after all.
In today's show, we're going to step outside of the usual format and give you an introduction to how IMC Radio News works. Those who listen each week have heard my standard plea for volunteers at the end, where I pitch the phone number and the email address in the hopes of dashing back home and finding an unending stream of volunteers eager to produce media. Okay, usually I grab a beer, sit in a hammock on my porch right after the show, but nevertheless, at some point in the week, I'm left wondering, where are the citizen journalists? But it occurred to me the other day that listeners to the show might not really know what I mean by citizen journalists. I certainly wasn't familiar with the concept until a few years ago, and it's certainly not in the vernacular. So here's my rant on why IMC Radio News is different, why you should get involved, and how you can go about doing so. I'm going to start by reading something I picked up recently that was inspiring to me. Paul Riesmandel, IMC and WEFT volunteer and host of Media Geek, which airs here on WEFT on Fridays at 5:30, recently put out a zine. In it, he had a piece called A Radical Media Call to Arms, a manifesto of sorts. Here's an excerpt. The opportunity to create, leave, or send a message for someone else is around us every day, but we rarely take this opportunity for anything but the most mundane of tasks. Why? Why do we leave the power unharnessed? Rules? Laziness? Fear? If it's fear, then it's fear of failure. The fear that leaves millions of cool ideas and projects undone. It's a fear driven by unrealistic expectations and the imagined judgments of the blockbuster mindset. We're all so submerged in a world of big media that anything else looks small by comparison. The most popular books sell tens of thousands, the hottest CDs sell multiple millions, and even the crappiest primetime television shows reach millions. The bombarded message is bigger is better. Who's on top is most important? Who's sexiest? Richest? Who's number one and who's number two? Is my favorite song going to get beat out by somebody else's favorite song? Oh, can you believe the new blockbuster movie didn't beat the last blockbuster's opening sales? After a while, a few hundred copies of a zine doesn't seem so remarkable. In fact, it starts to look downright pathetic. But only if we buy into blockbuster mentality. We must ask the question, why is it so important to be big? Why must we be number one? Why do we even care enough to count? Big blockbuster media takes all the fun out of it and turns creativity into a horse race. But it's a fixed race. Just a few big, powerful players who jockey for position. None ever really lose, and nobody wins for long, except for the rest of us who are forbidden from entering the game. If we oppose their message and their methods, then we have no business playing their game. It's rigged, and simply accepting their rules changes everything. Not playing by the big media rules means not accepting their values. It means recognizing that every creative act, every communication is valuable and worthwhile, whether it reaches 2 people or 2,000. Now more than ever, we have the tools and the impetus to communicate ourselves. But we can't be fighting ourselves while we fight the commercialized carpet bombing we are forced to endure every waking hour. We fight by communicating back, by countering the messages we dislike, and by projecting ideas and visions of how we think things, the world, can be better. It can be fun, funny, and lighthearted or deadly serious. I don't think it matters how you communicate. What matters is that you do it. Okay, I'm going to stop reading now because I want to focus on how this relates to IMC Radio News, and also because I want you to run by the IMC at 218 West Main Street in Urbana and pick up a copy of this and other zines. You'll be glad you did. Here, I'll play a music break and you jump on your bike and go pick up a zine. This is my latest favorite political song by Pamela Means. It's called OD. You have about 4 minutes. Go.
Bin Laden, Amsterdam, each of them dirty hands. Meet Dick Cheney, oil merchant, former head of Halliburton, had an oil transport plan, a pipeline through Afghanistan. Then Chairman Cheney left the post to join the judge who lost the vote. Now next in line in the awful quote, whisperings of ancient Rome. Rome. such every basis to force feed American faces on each and every continent with resources to complement our addiction to affluence and the whims of pretend presidents. Well, the stage is set for a ruler to enter. A stormtrooper will stop. Dissenters did not negotiate. Map the land and then lay to waste. Well, I am Caesar, I am George. My empire's a well on course. Well, of the setting sun above the Oval Office. I am my daddy's son.
Okay, so let's say you've now got the religion. You want to create media. How do you do it? There are, of course, a zillion ways to do it. You can stencil a sidewalk, leaflet a park, make a zine, spray paint a wall, make a video, make a CD, play guitar on a street corner, or whatever. But you can also use me. Use me to your heart's content. The Independent Media Center employs me to empower you to make media. The Independent Media Center employs me to empower you to make media. My job is to give you a voice. Each week you have a chance to get your views on the air. It can be as simple as sending a few sentences to me via email at newsroom@ucimc.org or leave a message at 217-344-8820, extension 1. It doesn't get any easier than that. You can see something cool, you attend a workshop, whatever. You call us, tell us about it. We take your voice and put it on the following week's radio show where it reaches the East Central Illinois community. As well as being syndicated over the web to pirate radio stations, internet streaming sites, and low-power FM radio stations who play this show each week. Or you can commit more time. You can set up a time with me to get free one-on-one training and how to use field recording equipment and how to edit digital audio. You can also use our phone interface to conduct a phone interview or our production room to conduct a live interview. The point is, what you are listening to now isn't immutable. When I don't have anyone creating local media, I pull things off the web, and sure, I try to make it interesting, and I think it often is, but I'd much rather have your voice, your stories, and your ideas than those from Santa Cruz or Berkeley. I want to facilitate the community talking to the community, creating media locally. Okay, well, I think of some more things to rant about. We're going to listen to Pamela again. This is Pamela Means, and this song is called Amen.
Shake hands and wear grins. Photo op for CNN. Repetition will sing. racial profiling's cruel sometimes. Necessary agents in training are busy detaining those who fit the file. Exercise the right to hold you without charge, without trial. Saying, where do you eat? What do you study? Where do you sleep? List all your buddies. We'll be watching you. We'll be back to talk to you. Propaganda implies we dominate the fascists with the same story overseas. So you better watch our asses and divert some of that power to initiate some changes for the benefit of every future generation. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.
Okay, that was Pamela Means with Amen. You can grab her CD from PamelaMeans.com. I'm going to read you a little bit more of A Radical Media Call to Arms, a manifesto of sorts by Paul Riesmandel. Capture your attention again, give you the number and the email address, and then send you on your way. Here we go. Even if only a few of us take up the call, it makes some difference. But that difference grows with each person who dives in and takes the chance of devoting an hour to creation instead of consumption. I do not claim nor guarantee that a growing movement of independent people-created media will by itself overthrow the corporate media and their corrupt political mouthpieces who license it. Change like that will require many kinds of movement enforced. But I do claim that this overthrow cannot happen without that media. I, for one, would rather spend 10 hours slaving over a word processor, a photocopier, behind a camera, or stapling flyers than 1 hour lobbying and begging to just get a little bit of our media back, please. Let's rewrite the rules and create our own game. The more people who choose to play with us, the fewer who will be seduced to the blockbuster game down the block. The slow sapping of their power will probably be intolerable for them. And then the fun starts. You can pick up Paul's zine at the IMC, 218 West Main Street in downtown Urbana. So that wraps up IMC Radio News. We need your help to make this show. You can again call 217-344-8820, extension 1 to leave a message. You can email newsroom@ucimc.org. And you can visit the website, www.ucimc.org, and post a news story there. The coordination of the UCIMC Radio News is funded by the Funding Exchange's Paul Robeson Fund for Independent Media. Taking us out will be the same musicians that brought us into the show, Ann Feeney and Chris Chandler. Take care.
In the village of Kildoran lived a maiden young and fair. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. She had long flowing hair. The countryman came riding up to her daddy's gate. Mounted on a milk-white stallion, he came at the stroke of eight.
Now some will say that we lost our innocence when a young president's skull was blown into a pink mist in Dallas. But up to that point, the only threat to our innocence had been watching Annette Funicella sprout breasts on national television. And although our prepubescent minds were fogged with lust, we really had nothing to fear because Annette Funicella's breasts were not that threatening. They were more like breastketeers.
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man.
And still we wait for the return of Valium Yellow Sunshine to burn a hole in this fog and return our world into a pastel paradise. But it does not come. And as we wait, four airplanes fly from the twisted heavens and slam into our man-made mountains. I mean, talk about a faith-based initiative. And CNN reports once again that this is our loss of innocence. So I ask you, how many times can our innocence be lost? I mean, is a prostitute who suffers total amnesia now declared a virgin?
I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have gold and I have silver, I have lands beyond compare.
How can we be innocent when we consciously plowed our fertile prairies into furrows and planted rows and rows and rows of dead Indians and then watered them with the sweat of African slaves and asked the good Lord above the ground to be fruitful and multiply by performing a ritualistic salesman's tap dance? And the good Lord responded, and the ground was indeed fruitful, and it did indeed multiply, and it bloomed forth office parks, strip malls, and subdivisions. It seems to me that the prototypical American is Mary Kay, accessorized with a Gatling gun.
I will buy her silk and satin and a gold ring for her hand. I'll build for her a mansion, she'll have servants to command.
Did we innocently steal this land? Like when I was a kid, right? I wanted this skateboard, but my mother wouldn't let me have one. So, well, I took one anyway. But she made me return it, giving me a lecture on mine and yours and theirs. Until one day, my mother said, "Be careful with your little sister." And I thought, she's my little sister. So I took her up the street and I traded her to Kenny Jones for a skateboard.
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man.
Is this the way that we innocently stole this land? Like a child steals? Or like my dog? My dog will eat from the bowl of another because my dog is still connected with the oneness, with the holy oneness of everything. And let me tell you, that is beautiful. But don't you find it a strangely zen concept for a property-owning nation?
Kind sir, I love a soldier. I have promised him my hand. I don't want your silk nor satin. I don't need your house nor land. Mary's father spoke up sharply. You will do as you are told. You'll marry him on Sunday and you'll wear the band of gold.
Is this the way that we innocently killed tens of thousands of guilty Afghan and Iraqi civilians? Because a bomb does kill innocently. A bomb itself cannot decipher innocence from guilt. A truly smart bomb would be able to blow the guilty to bits, but leave one whose character leans to the decent. Hey, go buy him a round of drinks. Somebody is guilty of, say, a little too much vanity and just leave them clad in clothes off the racks from JCPenney. Sort of a smart-ass bomb. One more Groucho Marx than John Wayne.
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country, man.
But these are the fogs and mysteries of our history. And our history is indeed a mystery. But a mystery requires a great detective. And the best detectives are not Angela Lansbury teaming up with Andy Griffith and Dick Van Dyke and whatever down-on-their-luck actor hadn't worked in 20 years, looking for any role they can get. I don't know, the Partridge Family Murder Mystery Series, where they travel around the country in a psychedelic minivan, solving impossible, implausible crimes the last 5 minutes. The guilty are locked up so that we can guiltlessly consume whatever products are advertised after the miraculous denouement.
In the village of Kildoran, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there at midnight. She drowned with her soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear her daddy say, "Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday'll be your wedding day."
It is time, my friends, for us to stop declaring ourselves innocent and say, "Hey, I was nowhere near the scene of the crime. Really, I was home watching reruns of Top Cops at the time. But still, I am the murderer."
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter.
Or do we continue to declare ourselves innocent?
Step it out, Mary, if you can.
Say it damn right, I'm innocent, and I'm going to kill anyone who doubts it.
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter.
And I will enter heaven if I have to climb the mountain of corpses beneath me.